Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Wherever and whenever you're listening, it's probably beer o'clock, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming up for you right here on the podcast starting right now.
Welcome back into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. And we have completed a mini... Well, we're about to complete a mini-series. Chica! We have committed to something, and thanks to a virus that we can't control, and thanks to the fact that we've run out of ideas for not having things to talk about in the virus, we completed a series!
Yay!
Hooray! We are going to be finishing up the opening the box with the clown shoes beers that we discussed... Oh, boy. Clown shoes beers that we discussed last week. I brought the two in that I teased. We have a pecan pie porter and a big scary beer. And that is the barley wine that he just poured that is already looking terrifying to me in color. But we'll get to that in a second. If you missed any of the last two, we've done a couple of episodes of these. We did one where we had two 50-50 brewing Eclipse stouts that were different variants. And then we had a second one where we opened up the Good Life Ale Apothecary collaboration Brett Lager. And we had the Elijah Craig, which was the best, supposedly, of the Eclipse 50-50 or the 50-50 Eclipse Imperial Stouts. That was from 2016, correct? And it was delightful. And it was
quite delightful.
Super unique. And not an Imperial Stout or a barrel-aged stout that we've really had in style before.
Dare I say one of the better beers we've had on this podcast?
Yeah, I would probably say so as well.
I would agree with that with the Brett Lager as well. I really liked that beer.
I know you did, and I forgot to bring it to you today, so yeah, I apologize.
It's all right.
It's still sitting in the pantry. I'll bring it.
Just aging more and more.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So if you missed any of those, you can go back and find them. We are found most places you can find podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Omni, Radio.com app. I know that Apple Podcasts had an issue with one of the previous podcasts because of an upload error. And when we tried to delete it and re-upload it, it didn't work, but it worked on the other platforms. So if you find a missing episode, go find it elsewhere. That's kind of, if you're using Apple Podcasts, it is there. It exists. It's just not on Apple Podcasts because they're stupid.
TennyTheFan.com is going to be your best bet.
True.
I think that's all reliable.
I also tweeted out at MikeLynch27 every time we do it. And that is a link that works, hopefully, every single time. You can also find the other social media pages. Patrick is at PDiddy085 on Instagram, and we, as a podcast, are on Instagram.com/beersonus. Follow us, DM us, like our posts, comment on our posts, make us feel good!
Anything is possible!
Yeah! Anyway, so before we dive into the beers that are in front of us, as we wrap up opening the box, I had a pretty interesting week in beer this week.
Good, because I had none.
You didn't drink at all?
Well, come on, dude. Let's be real here. I finished all my grains cans.
I had none was a little bit of a shocking admission.
Yeah, I finished all my grains cans. Just some new Breakside beers, new Cultivating Mass one-offs, a part of the series. Fluffy Bunny and Coconut Cool Treats. Fluffy Bunny's got toasted smoked marshmallows and cacao nibs.
Cacao!
Coconut Cool Treats has coconut, obviously, toasted almonds, vanilla bean, and espalate chilies, which, if you're familiar with Breakside beers, the same chilies we use in Toro Red.
Which is a delightful red.
And that the coconut cool treats was my absolute favorite. It's really stinking good. The fluffy bunny is cool. It kind of tastes like if you poured a little bit of the bottom of your Lucky Charms cereal into the cultivating mass.
Oh, that's
so it's got that kind of cereal milk sweetness. And
hot take, I don't like Lucky Charms.
That is a hot take.
Is it?
You don't like fake sugar? Everybody loves fake sugar.
I do like fake sugar. I don't like Lucky Charms.
Oh, interesting.
I think it tastes bad.
Okay. Well, then you'll think this beer sucks. and then...
But I do like Almond Joys, which sounds like the other cultivating mass, so I'll probably think that beer rules.
And then we put out Passion Fruit Sour in bottles.
These shoes suck.
Passion Fruit Sour in bottles, which I tasted, and it's quite amazing per use on that beer.
Is that the first sour that you brought in for this podcast? Was
no.
it the passion fruit sour? No.
No. Passion fruit is a kettle sour that we make every year for like 6 months.
Okay.
The one we did on this hashtag more friends, more memories is barrel aged.
Ah, okay.
That's a one-off barrel age.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I've been drinking a lot of Breakside beer. I'm drinking a lot of Breakside IPA lately. Just kind of really
going back to Old Reliable.
Hitting the spot. I tend to be a wanderlust kid, but drinking a lot of IPA lately, and it's just tasting quite nice.
There you go.
We got Crowler cans back, so
hooray!
So
it's been what, like a month?
Yeah, something like that. 3 weeks. So that's exciting.
Go buy Crowlers, guys.
Yeah, now I have something to do, and hopefully we'll be able to make a bunch of Crowlers and get them to the other pubs as well.
That should be good. That should be exciting.
So yeah, my week is pretty boring. Yeah, just a lot of Breakside beer. I'm sure there's something I'm thinking of that I had that I can't put my finger on. Oh, I think I had the Von Ebert Werewolf, something like that. Wolf Summoner. Yeah, that's what it's called. Von Ebert's Wolf Summoner IPA. Delish.
Cool.
Quite delicious.
Cool, cool.
Cool can, too. Like, kind of black and white, ominous sort of darkness sort of thing to
it. Well, with a name like Wolf Summoner, you better be ominous
yeah,
and cool.
Yeah, really cool beer, so I highly suggest it.
I'm not expecting, like, a purple can for that.
Mm-hmm. And to add to my week, I've been planning on drinking this, and I forgot to, because I kept forgetting to go to a store and pick it up, so I got it for the beer of the week.
Oh.
It is another beer that I think was being planned to be packaged and shipped down here before all this, but I'm going to lump it into the... We get it because of COVID-19.
Okay.
Very
shipped
cool beer.
Down here.
Very cool beer.
Was that a little hinty?
A very cool beer that I'm really excited to drink.
My weekend beer was pretty interesting. So I had discussed last week that I kind of had a fridge full of newly canned beers. I had the Palo Jack. I had the Diablo Rojo. I had the RPM. And I had the Worthy Oatmeal Stout all in there. Finished those. And I went out to the supermarket, and what did my eyes behold? Hop Venom.
Ooh.
And I went, I haven't had this since I went to Bend many years ago. I don't remember what this tastes like. It's a little bit more expensive than the normal six-pack, but you know what? I'm going to try some Hop Venom. I've only had one can. It's, of the three Boneyards that I've had in can, it's the best.
That's
better than the RPM. It's better than the Diablo Rojo. It is delightful.
That's what most people I talk to. I've had the RPM and I've had the Hop a Wheelie. Oh, and I guess Diablo Rojo because we did it here. But everyone I talked to was like, did you get some of that Hop Venom? Did you get some of that Hop Venom? I'm not usually a double IPA drinker. That's why I kind of steered away from it.
A little can of 9% wonder.
Yeah, but maybe if I can find a single can, maybe I'll get into that. But that's what I've heard from everybody is that the Hop Venom is the standout of the four cans.
It is really good. So I got that in the fridge right now. But this Saturday, I had a quadrant of interesting beers.
Okay.
The most interesting of which, and it's interesting not necessarily in a great way, but it's in an interesting way, was Ex Novo has a Mexican lager out, and I'm not saying it was bad. Don't get me wrong.
And it's not the most interesting lager in the world.
It is not the most interesting lager in the world. They put out a Mexican lager that was like, oh, a Mexican lager with chilies in it, right? And I was like, that sounds interesting. You know, it's early May. This is when the Mexican lagers are coming out.
Right.
I've seen a couple on the shelves. Let me get in the spirit, even though we can't do anything. Happy Cinco de Mayo from yesterday, of course, or
Revenge
2 days ago,
fifth.
Whenever you're listening to this. Also, happy May the 4th be with you. I know that's important to you.
I more celebrate Revenge of the 5th.
Oh,
although
okay.
I think it should be Attack of the Fifth and Revenge of the Sixth, but that's just me.
Ah,
that's just
someone
me.
Should make a Reddit post about that.
3 days, they already did.
Oh, yeah. And by they you mean you?
No, I don't post on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
That's just asking for trouble.
You just read.
Yeah, I just read.
By the way, am I an idiot?
Hmm.
I read it on Reddit. Is that why it's called Reddit?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
I had that epiphany yesterday because I was talking to somebody and I was like, "Oh, I read it on Reddit," and I was like,
"Uh oh,
Wait a minute.
my old boss is famous on Reddit now.
Really?
Officially, yeah. I sent him a text last night. I used to work at the Lake Theater and Cafe in Lake Oswego, and his funny. They have a marquee out front, right on the highway. Or I guess it's the strip. It's technically it's the highway, but it's not really a highway.
It's on 43.
It's on 43. Yeah, and it made the front page of Reddit, and I was like, "Hey, bud, you're famous."
What was the street sign?
I think it's about critiquing movies that they were going to show that they can't show. So it's like he's watching movies and putting a critique on the marquee of the movie. It's pretty funny. It's pretty cool. The comment section is hilarious too. They're like, "That guy sounds like a loser with no life and probably just bored out of his mind." And I was like, actually, I know Jordan. He's a pretty cool guy, and he just really loves movies. And he's probably bored and just thought it'd be funny. He's a really funny dude.
But you didn't say that because you don't make posts.
No.
You would never defend somebody on Reddit.
No, I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Because you know what's going to happen when you do that.
Yeah. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Downvote. Anyway, so Ex Novo.
The sky is blue. You're wrong. Downvote.
Ex Novo made a Mexican lager, and I poured it, and it was basically orange. It looked a little bit like orange soda.
That's so weird.
And it terrified me when I poured the beer, and I was like, is this bad? Like, what did I do wrong? Like, I trust Ex Novo, right? Ex Novo makes good beer. Yeah. I'm like, And I was like, well. And then I read the can, and it was like, make sure you shake it gently beforehand because there's a lot of stuff in it. And I realized that there was a bunch of like red chili flakes floating around, and I was like, I took a spoon out and actually stirred it because I was like, well, I can't shake it. I already poured it into my pint glass. It was pretty good, but boy, I couldn't get past the color.
Yeah.
It really threw me for a loop.
Did it say what kind of chilies they used?
It did, but I did not remember the exact type that they used. It might have been...
To the Google machine.
I mean, they're in New Mexico, so hatch chilies, maybe? Maybe they use those?
Because New Mexico's the only place you can get chilies.
Well, no, but hatch chilies are famous in New Mexico.
Oh, hatch chilies.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't hear you say hatch. I thought you just were like, well, they brew in New Mexico, so they probably got chilies. And you're like...
You missed a keyword in there.
Yeah. That's not how that works,
it was just a thought that maybe it was hatch.
Hatch chilies. Got it.
So I had that. It was not my favorite. I will not lie about that. I liked the spice. It was good. It was spicy. But I could not get past the color. It was strange to me. Maybe that's a mental thing for me. I just want my beer to look the way I expect it to look. That was in a can at New Seasons that I found. I had a one-off Crux IPA, which was delightful. I had the Block 15 Emerging Sunshine.
I've had tons of that. It's super good.
It is really, really good. And, and I had a Hopline from Double Mountain, which was really good. I have not had Hopline in a very long time. And I had it in one of the 500 milliliter bottles. And it was really good. I quite enjoyed it. So that was my my quadrant of interesting beers this week. You finding it on there on the website?
What's it called?
I don't remember. It's Ex Novo. They've got weird names. It just said on the side. I just always turned to the side and read it. It was Mexican lager with this, this, and this.
Dang, I can't find it.
All right. Well, we'll find it in between, and we'll talk about it before the beer of the week, I suppose. But yeah, so that was my week in beer. If any of you guys have had that beer, let me know what you thought of it, because I thought it was a pretty fascinating
12-ounce can.
Yeah. Right, 12-ounce. It's a pint. Yeah,
pint is 16.
16. Yeah, 16.
So tall can. Boy.
Yes.
You've just said yes to every question I asked you.
Yes. Do you like the Red Sox? Yes. No. 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 No.
No. No. No.
No. I hate them. I hate them so much. Yes. It was a tall boy. It was a 16-ounce can. So yeah, we'll look it up, and if you guys had that or had the beer that I'm thinking of, and I'm an idiot and I can't remember it, let us know. Instagram.com/beersonus, DM us, because I thought it was strange that it was that color, but it tasted interesting. So anyway, I digress. That was my interesting week in beer. I was pretty happy about that, because normally when I go to New Seasons, I'll get a couple of beers for Saturday or something and just kind of drink them throughout the day, and I always remember like one or two, and the other ones are not super memorable. And this week I was like, I remember every beer that I had, all four. Clear as day. So, super interesting. I've lost Patrick.
Yep. You've lost me. Sorry.
He's in the rabbit hole of Ex Novo beers.
Yeah, and I can't find it.
Okay, so let's continue. Let's wrap up opening the box as we have the final brewery that was in the box that we have yet to try. It is a well-known brewery called Clown Shoes. I had not heard of it, to be honest with you, until we got the box, but people know what it is. It's in Vermont, correct?
Correct.
And
Boston.
Okay.
Go Red Sox. No.
Boo.
At least we have that. At least we have that in common.
Well, yeah. And our absolute love of beer.
Yeah.
And my marginally big love of Star Wars, nowhere near the level of your big love.
I had a beer today while I was watching KBO.
You've been watching KBO?
I've been watching KBO. Well, one of us hosts a baseball show, so I figured I should be up to date with the only baseball being played in the world.
And the other one reacts to the host of the baseball show, and we'll just make fun of it probably. Listen, Wednesday, every 7 to 9, 1080 The Fan. Yeah, I have not watched the KBO. Sorry to disappoint. But, okay, Clown Shoes.
Focus. Focus.
We have plenty of weeks to BS our way through some podcasts, but let's focus here. You want to start with the Big Scary?
Yeah, I think we should start with the old ale aged in brandy barrels.
Ooh, two brandy beers.
The Ballad of Minnie Quay.
Okay.
Let's see. Minnie Quay's love died in 1852 when his ship went down. Uh-huh. Heartbroken, she dove. Wait.
He and she?
Whoa.
Don't assume it's gender.
Well, I looked up, and Minnie Quay is a woman. Heartbroken, she dove into rough water to her death. Minnie's ghost can be seen roaming the beaches of Forester, Michigan. She waits near the dock for the ill-fated ship. This old ale aged in brandy barrels honors Minnie and Michigan. Minnie, we hope for you to find peace. I looked up a little bit about Minnie Quay.
Is it a real
story? Yeah. Oh. It's a real story in Forester, Michigan, that apparently this ship went down, and Minnie can be seen roaming the beaches waiting for her. She fell in love with the captain and waiting for him to return, but she is also rumored to be hypnotizing and seducing other women to join her to their death in the water. Because she drowned.
So she's a siren.
She's a siren.
But for women. Because usually the siren is going after the men, right? Because she's an attractive female.
Right.
She's like, come to me.
Yeah, but she is a siren and, getting other women to drown themselves in the lake.
Cool.
Or in the...
I mean, not cool.
Not cool.
Cool story, bro.
I think it's weird that Clown Shoes wants to give love to Michigan, but cool. Yeah.
I mean, are they... Do
I've
they
never
have
been
a,
to Michigan, but I hear it's beautiful.
Do they have a look? I've heard nothing. Do you have a look? Is there other locations? Do they have a Michigan location?
I don't know, man.
All right. I think on the top it says... No, I think
the
on the
machine.
Top it says where it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it says Boston and Windsor, Vermont.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe they just like Michigan. Please take a sip of this beer while you're Googling, because I don't want you to get into another vortex here. Yes, he's already mid-vortex.
If you could choose a random random state to just pine over that for no collection whatsoever, which state would you choose?
I think Michigan would be pretty high up there, to be honest with you.
I'm going to go with New Mexico for all the chilies.
You know what? I'm going to pick Arkansas.
Arkansas.
You know why? Because I know nothing other than the Clintons are from there. That's it. They're from Little Rock. I know that.
Yeah.
And I know that Brett Bielema used to be was it Brett Bielema?
Yeah.
Used to be a big fat head coach for Arkansas.
Yeah. He was like, I'm gonna leave Wisconsin to go to Arkansas and turn this bad boy around.
And fired 3 years
and
later.
And Jared Jones was like, yeah, I am a Monkey fan, and was terrible, and they suck.
Whoa. That was two sports in one. This beer is very not what I expected. That's not correct English, but I don't care at this point. It smells... It
smells terrible.
It smells very strong, but it doesn't sip as strong as it smells. But there's something, I don't know if it's off because it's older, because this is a couple years old now, right?
Mm-hmm. 2018.
There's something in the middle that I'm a little confused by. I don't know if it's a bad flavor. It could just be something in the barley wine that I'm not a big fan of. But Patrick is delaying sipping it because he's scared.
Well,
and I can see the fear in his eyes.
It smells like my favorite.
Teen spirit?
My favorite style description of all beers. And that is the great, illustrious two words of old ale. Like, what the hell is an old ale?
You know
what I mean? It's like, so, that band, no, I haven't heard of that band. What kind of music? Oh, they do indie. I'm like, cool, that doesn't tell me anything. Like, anything. Like, not a single thing.
I know, people make fun of me because I listen to metal. And they're like, oh, what kind of music is it? I'm like, oh, this is like progressive deathcore. This is like, it's like mathcore. This is like
mathcore.
You know, there's a bajillion subgenres that are in metal.
You guys.
And they're like, Mike, you could have just said metal. And I was like, well, how the hell are you supposed to know
the
difference?
Yeah, not all metal's the same.
It's not.
But at least metal is like more of a, like kind of leading you into the way as opposed to just an old ale. True. Well, I mean, is a Pilsner an old ale too? You know what I mean? Just saying something is old. Well, obviously Pilsner's not because it's a lager. Whoops, Freudian slip. But it's just like, you can't just be like, yeah, this old ale. That doesn't mean S to me.
Mm. Good catch. You were about to say Jack S. I saw that coming out of your mouth.
It was. All right, I'm taking a sip.
Take a sip. Face your fears. It doesn't taste the same way it smells. I will tell you that. It's a different taste. I will say, I do not...
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't love the body of this beer. I actually don't mind the smell that much. I think it's interesting.
I think this beer is really oxidized.
But the middle is strange to me. Is that what I'm tasting? There's something weird in the middle of the palate.
Yeah, I always get this like fruity like cardboard flavor with oxidation. And this is like... This tastes like rotten apricots.
Delightful. As I was taking a sip and you said that, I went, I wish I could spit this out now. Thank you for that mental image.
I mean, I think I get some of the brandy barrel characteristic to it.
I feel like for all the descriptors that they have on there, they have like multiple different flavors. I taste almost nothing other than one note. And maybe that's just the age in it. Maybe it's just because this beer's not super great.
What are the tasting notes?
I thought it was underneath the old ale. I thought it said like...
No, it just says old ale and brandy barrels.
Oh, I thought I read somewhere on the bottle that it had like some sort of notes, but you don't need to go back to the Google
machine. I'm going to the Google machine.
It's okay. We don't need to dive in. We don't like the beer very much.
No,
it's okay.
I want to know why I don't like the beer.
Usually with barley wines, there is a depth of flavor similar to Imperial Stouts. It's just different flavor profiles. If you think more like holiday-y spices, that's kind of what you get a lot in barley wines, at least from what I've noticed, of like, you get kind of like the, I don't know what the right words would be, like kind of like the piney, clovey, kind of really strong spices kind of come out in the barley wines. And I'm not getting a ton of flavors.
Yeah.
It's very one note, and that's very strange for a barrel-aged barley wine. In brandy barrels.
I found two interesting things.
One.
I'm on Beer Advocate right now.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest fan of these ratings, kind of websites and stuff, unless, of course, they want to sponsor Beers on Us podcast. Just email us. but this person, the reason this one stood out to me, bottled 323 of 18, had it 2.8 of 20.
Okay. A couple months ago.
Just a couple months ago. So basically kind of the same thing as we got. Pours a mostly clear orange with only a brief flash of head and some foamy lacing. Aromas of brandy, grapes, malt, some oak, light plums, and toffee. A hint of orange has a spicy aroma.
Jesus.
Flavor follows the nose. Brandy, grapes, malt, light plums, and caramel, light oak, blah, blah, blah. Some alcohol warming, mostly smooth, good, medium body, well carbonated. The brandy barrels are very good. The base is pretty solid, but nothing about this really stands out. A lighter take on the style, but it works. Enjoyable. I just thought that was interesting because this person had this... Similar to how we're having.
Yeah, and also that's really in-depth tasting notes, so good on you.
Good on you. The real interesting thing about this is this beer scores a 91 out of 100 on Beer Advocate.
Wow.
That is a hard no, and that is a 100% why this website is bunk, in my opinion.
I don't get any of the things that he described in the
like
beer.
It's like somebody got this beer and were like, I'm so jacked that I got this beer. They pour it in a glass, and you could have just took a dump in the glass, and they'd be like, 100. This is the best beer I've ever had in my life.
Well, serious question. Is it possible that the 3 months difference was a big difference?
No.
No? Okay. Just curious.
No. I mean, unless this beer was just like treated terribly, you know, unless it's been through a lot, but I don't think it's been through that much.
No.
It also could just, you know, this beer could be fine. It could also just be a beer that I am just completely not interested. There are no aspects of this beer that I am interested in.
I am not a big barley wine fan. However, I have had barley wines more recently because I'm trying to introduce myself to the style. And this is one of the worst ones that I've had among that style. And it's, again, I'm going back very simply to that there's no depth of flavor. It is very one note. I did not get nearly anything that he described in his descriptors.
Hold up. That was a 2019 bottle, which was barreled in port and whiskey barrels.
Oh.
This one has an 89 out of 100.
Not much different.
Let's see.
Are you just like scrolling through reviews?
Yeah.
I like this beer, period.
I hate these review things. Yeah, I can't find anything.
In the esteemed views of us, Not great. But if you like barley wines, maybe it's worth a try. I don't know. Maybe we're not the best to be able to discern what is good and bad in this style.
Yeah.
I do declare we move on.
Okay, sure.
What?
Boy, I can't wait for beer of the week.
Well, maybe you'll like this beer.
Maybe.
It's a pecan pie porter. It's also 2018.
2018, aged in bourbon barrels.
This is more of a style that I love, and this is a style that you stomach more than barley wines. I've also only ever had one pecan pie porter, and that is the Backwoods does a pecan pie porter.
They don't barrel it, though, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. No. But that's the only one that I've had, if I remember correctly. It is in this style, so I'm going to be curious to try this one to see if it's any different.
Midday settles deep in Mongolia. Genghis Pecan, blindfolded, guides a group of freak show turkeys gifted with barrel dancing skill.
What?
Why? Who knows? But they aren't smuggling hobbits. This year's pecan pie porter refines the classic recipe as perhaps the best version, blah, 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 blah.
What on earth?
Midday settles deep in Mongolia. Genghis Pecan.
They're not smuggling hobbits.
Guides a group of freak show turkeys gifted with barrel dancing skill. Why? Who knows? But they aren't smuggling hobbits.
Well,
I smoke rocks, Joe Rogan. That's something you don't know about me. I live in a trash can. My girlfriend had never seen the Piss on You video, the R. Kelly
really?
Dave Chappelle skit. I was like, what? So I was like singing it in the house. She was like, what are you singing?
I'm going to piss on you.
Close your eyes. I'm going to give you a surprise. I'm going to pee on you. Haters want to hate.
I'm still blown away by the back of that beer. I know what they're going for, which is like...
This beer smells nice.
Really over the top craziness, wackiness. I'm confused.
By this beer?
No, of the back of the beer, the description. They're going for wackiness and cool. I get it. But what?
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Dude, you say like $100 worth of shrooms and like $80 worth of pot. Yeah, man, I'm going to need that $180 back whenever you got a chance. His buddy goes, that's not cool, man.
All right, take a sip of the beer. Tell me what you think.
I love the aroma on this. I can smell the sweetness, so I'm anticipating a fairly sweet beer, which I'm okay with. I mean, by buying a bourbon barrel aged pecan pie porter, you kind of are assuming you're getting
There is certainly a sweetness. I like the nose a lot though. The nose is giving me a lot of the barrel, it's giving me a lot of the sweetness. I think after my first sip, I wish it was a little bit richer because I feel like it starts to kind of fade mid-palate on me. Mm. I'm like, oh, cool, I get the pecan right away. Right away you get the pecan taste immediately. Mm-hmm. And then you get some of the sweetness from the barrels and you get some of the alcohol. And then I just feel like it kind of very quickly fades. And with these types of beers, my personal preference is something that's more longer lasting, that when the back end of the palate is there, you're just kind of like, oh, I want another sip. This one fades very quickly, but I like the beginning of it.
And it's funny you say that because... I agree with you in an opposite way. Mm. I taste it and I was like, oh, nice light bodied porter in a, you know, cause I tend to, unless it's like a dry Irish, you know, I like a lot more porters just because they live in that kind of like no man's land of lager ale. And you can find some porters that have got some really light body to it. And you know, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I don't love super heavy beers. So I do kind of like the lightness of the porter in this. And I get just like a kiss of bourbon on the back end. Mm. And I really appreciate that.
Good.
I think sometimes these beers are very like bourbon heavy in your face, which I think majority of the people want them. But as someone that really desires balance, I think it's nice. I don't find it overly sweet. Mm. I think the light body is helping that.
I don't know. Maybe it's the bourbon then. There's something in there that's kind of kicking the sweetness up for me, which is interesting considering I usually don't mind that. But for this one, it's not that I mind it. It's just I'm noticing it more. It's making more of an impact on my palate, if I can sound any fancier about my beer drinking.
I like this beer.
Good.
I like this beer a lot, actually.
You like it better than I do, which is very surprising.
Yeah, and I think it just goes back to the body. Like, I could continue to drink on this beer despite it being 10.5%.
Whoa.
I'd be interesting to see if this beer tastes like a little warm.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll sit on this for a little bit
after we do beer of the week. You got plenty of time.
Check it out.
Well, there you go. Any final thoughts?
You say you love the artwork on these. I'm not a fan.
I like that they go a little bit like over the top fantasy element look. Mm-hmm. I like that look a lot.
Yeah, it's a little like comic booky for me.
It's that way. It's also a lot of like metal albums have really crazy intricate artwork, and it kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
The too. Ballad of Minnie Quay, I like that one a little more. But like this one has like Wild Turkey. Oh, right. I forgot about the reading thing. Genghis Pecan. He's dancing on a barrel floating down the river like hobbits. In the Hobbit.
I see.
But so are the other turkeys.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, but the wild turkeys are also freak show turkeys, excuse me.
Yes.
They probably couldn't say wild turkeys. Freak show turkeys are riding barrels. What if these are aged in wild turkey bourbon barrels?
Maybe they are.
I'm a genius.
Back to the Google machine he goes.
I'm a genius. Nope. That's it. I don't have to Google it.
Because you know.
I know.
Very smart.
Figured it out.
Now that's detective work.
I'm
there.
Better than you. Not you, but the bottle.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, probably.
No.
Okay.
No, I'd only say that behind your back.
Oh, right. Good. So it doesn't hurt my feelings.
I'm from the Northwest, dude. We're passive. We don't tell you to your face.
All right.
Damn,
so
New Yorkers and Jersey people all speaking your minds to everyone.
What is a filter? I don't know what that is.
I got these neighbors. They own a food cart down the street from us, and they're from New York, and they are like thick accented.
Mm-hmm.
One used to be a paramedic. The other used to work in a hospital. They moved out here to open a food cart because they love food. And I was chatting with them, and they were just, talking about how everybody they know is dead. And I was like, that's not fun, dude. Like, pull that back. Like, don't share everything.
No, that's okay. Share it.
No.
It's better to share.
I like the passive aggressive part.
It's better to share. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. I thought we might forget it, so I just dropped it in there anyway.
Way to ruin beer of the week.
Uh-oh.
I'm just joking.
I was like,
it has no relation.
I was like, wait, no, that's not coming down. That'd be going up. Or
everybody,
up west, northwest.
Everybody does that stuff all the time, though. It's like, yeah, I was down in North Portland, and it's like, bro, we're on the south waterfront. What about North Portland is down?
I know. I always try really hard to
be. Yeah, I was down
be
in Seattle. You're like, no.
No.
I was up in L.A. No.
I try to be really correct about that when I talk. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was up there. I was down there. I was out there.
Yeah, the tough one for me sometimes is
east. I thought you said west.
Sometimes the tough part for me is like if I'm at Slabtown and we're talking about going up to like Providence Park for a Timbers game, which I would pay like $1,000 to go to a game right now.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. You underestimate my power. Sometimes that's tough. I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's down at Providence Park, or it's up at Providence Park because the hill.
Right.
Because it goes uphill to get to Providence Park, even though
it's south of Slab.
I know. So sometimes that screws me up, but yeah. I'm with you. I try to be directionally correct.
All right. So Patrick liked the pecan pie porter quite a bit.
Si, senor.
Neither of us really liked the barley wine. I was neutral on the pecan pie porter, but there's clown shoes. I got a couple more in the fridge, so I'll report back when I do wind up drinking them. I think I have an imperial stout in there and one other.
Would you finish this whole Battle of Mini Quay?
Would I?
Yeah. Like if you had this at home and you opened it up.
Yes.
You would finish it?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, if I liked it, I don't like it that much. So,
but I mean, knowing what you know now.
Knowing what I know now.
If you tasted this at home.
No,
for the first time.
I wouldn't finish it.
You wouldn't finish it. Okay.
No, because I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I would try to kind of plow through a little bit of it because I'd feel regretful about dumping it. But no, I would not finish
it. I just know some people that are like, not wasting. That's alcohol abuse. And I'm like, well, yeah, they abused me. So now they're going to jail. It's called the drain.
I love that analogy.
Well, that beer abused my palate.
I
man.
Love that analogy. I'm giving you a positive. All right. Let's refresh our palates with what I assume is going to be a very different beer of the week.
Yes.
And it's from Up. I don't know what that means.
No, I didn't even mean to give it away. That's
is it a house floating
tease
in balloons? We'll find out next. Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Beers Beer of the Week time here on Beers and Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Pop it. Popping bottles. And I still haven't seen it yet. He's hiding it, strategically hiding it behind his microphone. The labels are turned. Okay. My first guess, I'm keeping my eyes closed, is that the only brewery you would be excited about from up there, maybe not the only, but the one you'd be most excited about is Rubens.
Ooh, so close. I thought you were walking down the path.
Is it Fremont?
Nope. We are drinking Chuckanut Pilsner.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. I saw this at the store the other day. They have the Kolsch out in bottles, too. The Kolsch, I think, is the more...
Talk about a change in style.
The more award-winning beer, but I don't really love Kolsch's as a whole. I find them a little too sweet for my palate. And I'm not the biggest Pilsner drinker ever as far as lagers go, but these guys are some of the kings. Saw them in bottles, and I'm really excited to see more Chuckanut stuff in town, and I figured this would be a fun beer to just sip on and BS.
Is this something that they are going to be doing more often now?
Well, that's what I don't know, and that's what I was kind of teasing. You know,
wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure some of our listeners out there that know a little extra stuff might know more, but I had heard that we were going to start getting some of their stuff down here, but I can't remember if it was COVID-19 related or not. I mean, that's just how times are, that everything's kind of washing together. And
Are these already bottled up there and we just don't get them? Or is this a new bottle?
Also don't know.
Okay, because you said it as if like we were getting them finally, as if they're bottled up there but not given to us.
I would imagine they're bottled up there and we just weren't getting them down here. The thing is with me is like I don't sit at bottle shops anymore. You know, I'm not like BSing with the bartenders and the beer orderers and you know, the crispy boys around me. So I'm like out of the loop. I can only see what I see on Instagram and see what's on the shelves when I do go into a bottle shop, which isn't very often these days.
Yeah. They're still open for to-go orders.
They're still open, you know, like my friend, you know, I got these from Cerveza today and, you know, my friends at Bridgetown are open as well. And I know I got those Alchemist beers at Beer Mongers and...
So you've been making your rounds.
Yeah, but just not, but really only for this show, you know, using this opportunity to like save money, which is why my week in beer is so lame, because it's just like, well, I can just take home Breakside beer and just drink that, or I can spend a bunch of money. And I'm kind of like, I'm able to like finally stockpile a bunch of cash and I would like to kind of continue that route. And so... I know it doesn't do this show a lot of service, but it's kind of helping me out a little bit.
Hey, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
And take care of you.
Yeah. But today I'm going to go up to the new Grains of Wrath. They're doing their little pop-up there. I know the place isn't ready, but they got a temporary OLCC license. And I'm out of Grains cans. So I'm going to go buy some more cans.
Get some more Grains cans, baby.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. When you told me about that beforehand, I was like, oh, that's right. They were going to open this summer. And I was like, wait, do they have to open through this?
Right.
And you're like, well, they're not done yet, but they're just, you know, it's another avenue to sell their stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like this is just a temporary thing. I mean, they're still piecing stuff together. They're still working over there. You know, there's still a decent amount of work. They're not brewing over there yet. I think they just use this as an opportunity to say, you know, hey, we've got this big can release and like ride the wave. You know, get a little, you know, they've got people that need to work and things to do if you're not brewing all day, every day. So why not send them over there, do some manual labor, some renovations over there, and get people in Portland excited about their beer.
I forgot about that. I remember how excited Mike was when he told us that that's what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, what, in like February, late January?
Yeah.
When we saw him at Stormbreaker?
Yeah, he told us about that when we did the... Oregon Brewers Guild episode.
Yeah.
Beer month. When Tony sat in with us.
Was that January or February?
I think it was February.
Early February. Yeah. I remember how excited he was about that.
Yeah.
And then this happened and I forgot about it completely.
Yeah. But I mean, I saw Adam and the boy and Adam and Pat and Becca, when I was there, last week to pick up cans, and sounds like everything's just chugging along.
Good.
The old city of Camas is, you know, backing those guys really well, so that's nice.
I think it's a little bit easier when you're in a city and you're not the only brewery, but you're the big brewery in town kind of thing, where it's like, hey, yeah, if we're there, we can't leave. Where are we going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Go right down to Grains.
Yeah.
The brewery is in Portland. It's like, well, you can go here, 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 here. to go, pick up, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a big benefit. I mean, we talk about this all the time with neighborhood stuff, you know? Like, there are breweries that might not be that great, but they're going to survive because they might be the only brewery in that quadrant, you know? And so they're going to be great. Like, we now have South Portland is the sixth quadrant. What's our brewery in South Portland?
It's the Sextant now.
Right. What's our brewery in South Portland?
I don't know.
I gotta look at the map because I'm not.
It's very small.
Because when I think of South Portland, I really just think of South Waterfront.
Right.
And there's, you know, 10 square blocks down here. But I'd be interested. But if there's one and it's accessible, that's gonna be your banger.
I don't think there actually is one down here. If I'm thinking.
Well, on the waterfront, there's not.
No. I'm just thinking South Portland Sextant is very small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's the McMenamins down there, but that's not its own.
They don't brew at that one though.
No.
That's just a little pub.
Yeah. I don't know if there is one down here. Business opportunity. I mean, no, don't come down here at all. I don't think there's one in the South Waterfront or South Portland, I mean.
Yeah, so I think it's, you know, it's beneficial to be kind of that one and only. I saw, speaking of one that we've talked about, I was going to do this kind of as a surprise, but maybe we could just do it as a tap takeover, but not actually be there. And I'll see if I can get somebody on the horn. But Montevilla is canning. They're either canning or bottling. I can't remember.
I want to save that to go there because they got such good reviews.
I know. But I'm just kind of like,
yeah,
it's new beer coming out. I just want to taste new beer.
You want to love new beer.
I want to love new beer.
You want to hold new beer.
I want to make love to new beer.
You want to caress it.
Caress it. Caress me down.
Caress you down. So you want the cans to just like roll all over your body?
Yeah. Do you not listen to Sublime?
Nope.
You didn't go through a Sublime phase as a kid?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
Oh.
I mean, I probably know a song by them if you play a popular one.
And that's that loving sound. And the girl caressed me down. Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow. Whoa. I don't really listen to Sublime anymore, but I mean, as a kid.
I never went through a Sublime phase.
Interesting.
I did not listen to that genre at all. Like...
Well, nobody listened to that genre. We just listened to Sublime.
Well, no, but I mean, there were a bunch of bands that came out... Maybe this genre is the wrong word, but around that time, like I never really listened to Oasis at all, and that was just similar.
You just mean kind of like across the board, more popular '90s bands.
Yeah, like the non rap pop, like the more like indie rock alternative popular bands.
Okay,
I didn't listen to any of them.
Whew, that is my life, son.
I started listening to music as a fan of like the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Right.
NSYNC for life, dude.
Well, I liked both.
Man. Shazé.
I had both CDs, or both of their CDs.
Timberlake, man.
I had like Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
I had Spice Girls.
Ooh, yeah.
And now remember, in the late 90s, I was still like 7, 8, 9 years old.
Oh, to where I'm like 7, 8, 9 years old in the early mid 90s.
Right. So, and then I turned into a rap fan. So I went from that into Chronic 2001, some Shady LP, and I skipped that entire group of bands.
Mm.
And the only thing that even was close to it was like Linkin Park, I guess, but that was later.
Yeah, that's like more 2000s.
Right. But that's the only like non-rap I really got into at that time of my life. So I just missed them all. People will be like, oh, did you listen to Seether? Nope. Didn't listen to them.
We soaked it all in.
Listen to POD? Nope. Didn't listen to them.
We soaked it all in because I got like the rock pop, like a Hootie and the Blowfish sort of stuff.
My
like
parents
that.
Had a CD by them.
Yeah, like a Hootie and the Blowfish, Dave Matthews. That's where I found all that stuff.
Still into them to this day.
But then you got into that alternative stuff of like the grunge era or like the punk, reggae, ska kind of stuff that like No Doubt and like early No Doubt and Sublime were kind of doing things
I was
like
say,
that.
No Doubt.
Yeah, No Doubt for sure. Their early albums are like ska. It's like punk reggae.
They really changed their style multiple times.
Well, their early stuff is all like punk reggae. Yeah. I mean, Gwen did stuff with Sublime every once in a while, like come on stage and sing songs with them and stuff. And then just straight West Coast gangster rap. Like gangster rap.
Yeah.
Like All Eyes on Me was like the album.
I mean, that's a pretty classic album.
Yeah. And, you know, like I refuse to listen to East Coast rap because I'm West Coast for life. And I just pretend that, you know, the Fugees aren't from Brooklyn.
Because you know? You love them so much.
Yeah. Are they from Brooklyn or are they from Queens?
I don't know.
I think they're from Brooklyn.
If they're from Brooklyn, you can just be like, oh, the Dodgers moved to L.A. So
the Haitian Sicilians. Yeah, we weren't allowed to, when I was a kid, we weren't amongst our friends, we weren't allowed to listen to East Coast. So we didn't listen to Biggie. We didn't listen to Nas. We didn't listen to Sean Carter.
You missed out a lot with Nas.
No, well, I mean, we did. We just didn't talk about it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, because then as we got older, but like, believe it or not, I listened to a lot of rap music before I was 10 years old. And that was all West Coast, West Coast, West Coast. It wasn't until I got to like high school that it was like you were okay to talk about, you know.
Because Nas is one of my favorite rappers
Illmatic
of all time.
And, you know.
I love this.
Life After Death. And
yeah. Life and Times, Volume 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great Reasonable albums. Doubt, dude. That's my Sean Carter album.
Well, he has a lot of them. I went to Spotify to add his stuff, and I was like, how many albums have you made, dude?
Because
he's got like 15 albums.
Because that's when people actually made albums.
Yeah, but he's still making them now. I mean.
Is he? What's there to rap about? You married the queen. You're rich. You own a sports agency.
Hmm. I don't know. He probably still raps about.
Everybody thinks I suck.
Maybe. Growing up in the projects, right?
Like, dude, nobody thinks you suck, man. We all think you're great.
Yeah, you're kind of a legend, actually. You know, people generally respect you. People probably like poo-poo you a little bit for your relationship with Kanye, but that's okay. It's Kanye. We understand.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're a top 10 rapper of all time.
Oh, yeah. That's sounds like a shot, but that's okay.
It is a shot. Yeah, I got a bunch of guys I like more than him. Andre Benjamin, faux show.
This beer is delicious, by the way.
This beer is delicious.
We have not said what a word
about
it. Well,
because we don't need to. We're just like talking. That's what I was kind of hoping to just BS about.
And we're drinking Chuckanut. I hope we see more of this. This is a delightful beer. We've talked about it on the podcast before. It is a great, easy drinking, crispy boy, fresh Pilsner.
I think I like this Pilsner a lot because it's less bready. Like a lot of people, a lot of people's Pilsners kind of have that kind of doughy breadiness to that classic German style to it.
I feel like that's in there.
I think so too, but I find it a little more dialed back to where I think some of them really kind of hit you over the head. That's why I tend to drink like Heater Allen Pilsner and Freem Pilsner and Breakside Pilsner because they're just over the top hops in your face. Like I love Heater Allen Pilsner because of the hop character in it. To where the hops on this Chuckanut, you know, they're a little more spicy, less floral hops. I think it's, again, it's a little more dialed back, a little more balanced to the whole smoothness of the beer. And then, so that's why this is one of those Pilsners that I would drink, but it's the opposite end of the Pilsners that I normally drink.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense. I think I kind of roundabout it weird and say that.
No, I understand. I understand. All right. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back next week. We're going to kind of just fly by the seat of our pants as we continue through these COVID-19 podcasts, but we'll still be here every single Thursday for you making good content, or hopefully good content. Subscribe, rate, review wherever you find us. And follow us on social media, Instagram.com/beersandus. Personal pages, Patrick's at PDiddy085 on Instagram. I'm at MikeLynch27 on Twitter. Shoot us some DMs. Let me know what that Ex Novo beer was that I had, because it was interesting but weird. And if you liked it or not, let me know that. I know what beer I had. Let me know if you liked it. That's a better way to ask the question. Yeah, we'll be back next week, and we love you all.
R.I.P. Lobar. Traces.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.